At that time, the sovereign was the apex of the world of fashion and of the aristocracy. So that there wasn't this vast difference that you get today with the rock stars on the one hand, the influences of Hollywood, the highly commercialized world of clothes fashion, etc., all of which are sort of broken off into different compartments these days. But in those days, they were embodied in a single person, George IV, and nobody has pulled off that achievement better.
But for every connoisseur who admired George's taste, there were far more people outraged by his extravagance. He took no notice, and his spending spree continued unabated.